Because I'm typing it up, don't worry about ums and ahs or repeat like, because I'll cut those bits out anyway, Barry. So,
what's your name?
I think, yeah, it's Nikki.
Right.
Pleased to meet you, Barry.
Pleased to meet you, Nikki. Yeah. I was born only half a mile from the centre.
Yeah.
Up Bramley on the Faithful Estate. Mum and Dad both worked. I was virtually raised by my grandmother. Through the day. When I left school, I went into engineering and became a sheet metal worker. Got my apprenticeship, and as whilst I was doing that, me and a friend one night both played rugby together, and we thought, well, we're both in a rut, so we just met in a local pub and said, right, we're going to pack our jobs in, and we did. And we decided what we want to do. We want to go to either Australia or Canada. We spun a coin. I won. So we went to Australia.
Oh, wow.
And then we said, right, are we going to go for the £10 tourist, which you could do, £10, or not? He says, no, we won't. So that began a long journey. We actually backpacked to Australia when I was 24.
Wow.
So that was all through Europe, Asia. One of the highlights, or if you can call it a highlight, we were in Athens in 1967, and we met an American guy when he was travelling, and we met up again in Athens. He's American, so he could use traveller's checks, American Express traveller's checks, and he could also go to American Rates office and get cash dollars, not foreign currency, for your dollars, your dollar traveller's checks.
Yeah.
And also you can have your mail forwarded like postage stamp to every capital city.
Mm.
So it's collecting his mail. All of a sudden, from nowhere, she gave him his passport back, didn't give his mail, slammed down, walked outside, and there were tanks everywhere.
Oh my goodness.
It's when they threw King Constantine out, when they overruled Constantine out in Greece, when they ended the monarchy.
Wow.
So we were stuck in Athens for a week. No problems, it didn't affect us.
Yeah.
And then we toodled off and went further north and went up through Greece, Turkey, Iran, Pakistan, India, Penang, Malaysia, Indonesia. We found out we're going from an island called Timor to Darwin, which we originally thought we'll have a month in Darwin.
Make sure I get it right. Timor, where you
Timor, put Timor. East Timor.
East Timor, yeah.
It's all Timor.
Yeah.
And we thought, well, all right, we'll have a month in Darwin. And go down to Perth, across to do all the capital cities and all the states, and then pop off to New Zealand, you know, just keep popping off, and then come via the Pacific. Anyway, we got stuck in Darwin. It's such a great little place. There's only about 20,000 people, and the climate, apart from the rainy season, which could last anything for up to 3 months, but it only lasted for about a week, 3 weeks, when you got maybe 80 inches of rain a day, a lot of rain a day, plus humidity when the sun came out again after that. So we settled there for a while, you know, and then I got itchy feet again. Met another lad, because the lad I went with, he married, he got a kiddie by this time, and I had to drive around Australia, so which I did. And so, you know, through Queensland, Brisbane, all that sort of thing, New South Wales. And I came back up through the centre via Coober-Pedy, where they live underground.
Oh, wow.
It's an open mining town, but it's so hot.
Yeah.
They tunnel down.
Wow.
But it's so cool underground.
Coober-Pedy?
Coober-Pedy.
Never heard of that. Wow.
It's an open mining area.
Right.
There are three places in Australia. There's Coober-Pedy, which is in South Australia, and then there's another one called Lightning Ridge, and another one called Andamooka, opals, you know. Back up to Darwin, I got another job working on an island then called Groot Island.
Groot Island.
Groot,
yeah,
it's called that because it's named after a Dutch guy, an explorer called Groot. But they pronounce it Grote Eiland.
Oh, that's in Dutch. Oh, to do that again.
Grote Eiland.
Grote Eiland.
Big island means big island, you know. And then,
do you speak Dutch? That would sounded very authentic.
No, but I don't know. But And then, what did you do there? I worked there on construction, doing all sorts of jobs, cranes, driving forklifts, and then we packed our job in again, made another lad again, decided to come back to UK, Canadian guy. So he got a plane to Hong Kong. Unbeknown to me, he had a Chinese pal, who, when he'd gone to Canada, this Chinese guy in Edmonton, he went to the same university as my friend, but instead of using the university campus, he stayed at my friend's parents. So he's look us up. So he took us all over Hong Kong. So instead of just going for a few days, we had a month there. Then via Thailand, and then straight home back to UK. He got back into the swing of things, you know. But that's when I got the travelling bug. I mean, since then, I've been to China. I've been to St. Lucia, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Egypt. I've in fact just come back from Egypt.
Have you? Yeah.
I did Morocco, Tunisia. Morocco, Turkey, and Egypt in the last 5 months. So I'm looking around for my next job. But that's much. I really love travelling.
Yes.
I'm retired now, okay, and I can't live never to leave it to someone to spend it. That's my last one, really.
That's wonderful. That's really when. Well, that's perfect, because I'm going to say that's.